This one is actually from a wedding of about 4 years ago. This was a handful of years ago. Mm. So this video has surfaced, and I'm going to play you the audio, and then I'm going to tell you what it's all about, because it is ridiculous.
You're not going to say my son has flaws.
You can leave.
Everybody has flaws, and that's why I love them. You can leave, yeah. Judy.
Like, you don't have flaws.
You can leave.
You can get out of my wedding now.
I'm not leaving. That dress you're wearing, I paid for.
Get out.
I'm not getting out. Try it, and I'll have you arrested.
Well, I'm in church.
Tony, get her out of here. This is not right.
Church. Tony, this is not.
I'm not leaving.
Show some.
All right. Just hold your
You
peace.
Show respect. You have your daughter as
Let's just calm down. Let's say, hey, we don't need this.
This is fine.
We don't need this.
I don't want to hear any flaws about
all right.
My
All right.
Oh, my God. So here's what happened. At a wedding, a mom starts yelling at the bride because of what she said about her son in the vows. That is what you just heard. That was a group of people at a wedding and the mom getting mad at the bride for saying her son has flaws in the vows.
Oh, man.
Oh, is that cringy?
Oh, man.
Oh, is that cringy?
So here's you know what's funny? The first thing I think of, all right, because I do a lot of weddings, Brock. I do plenty of them a year, and I see it all. But my first thought when I was listening to that is like, you know what? Nothing in this wedding. It's just going to go up from here. Like, I could have the worst night ever, but it's going to be better than what happened right there. Oh. You know? So anything that happens throughout the rest of that night, everybody's going to party harder. Everybody's going to be talking about it, laughing. Like, oh, my God, could you believe that?
I just...
You know? So it's really not a terrible thing. It is terrible at that point.
So this...
But damn you, Karen.
This Karen was kind of like the anti-hero where they're technically a bad guy, but they did a good thing. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Pretty much, because I'm saying, that's going to be a hell of a wedding after that, because everybody, all of the nervousness and, oh, could potentially something go wrong is out the door. It already has. It's gone. So nothing but up and good times
there. But could you imagine? Think about that. Just think about, like, it's when you and your lovely wife are doing yours, if your wife, Amanda, says, through good times and bad, and your mom stands up and says, no, there will be no bad. How dare you? Oh.
It's just like, what is going through your head being that Karen at that point? You just black out? Like, do you not, like, read the room, lady?
It's, yeah.
You know, there's a time and place, and that's not it.
You're sitting there at a wedding. There's a bride and groom. The groom is your son, and you think that's the deed.
Here's the thing. Like, do you honestly think that, like, she is, Like right before she does it and stands up and starts belting out this ridiculous thing, do you think she's like, I think these people are going to be on board with me?
Yeah.
Like, everybody around me here is going to hear this and be like,
that's what they honestly think, that when these Karens have their meltdowns, they think that there's going to be this rally of clapping people behind them. And it's never, if you in your mind, I just want anybody listening out there that think they might be on the verge of becoming a Karen or being one of those. And again, guy, girl, any age, any race, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. You can be a Karen. If you think at some point in time you're going to do this, something like this, don't. People aren't going to stand there and clap. They're not going to hoist you up on their shoulders and go, Karen, Karen. No, they're going to hate you.
It's one of two ways. That's going to happen, or you got to look around and roll the die. Is this room full of other Karens? Is everybody else in this room a Karen?
Okay.
Because if so, then you're good. Then you're good to go, because everybody's going to pile out and then, F this wedding. She's right.
That's right. We're with her. We stand
with
Karen.
I'm glad somebody said it. Jesus.
I was thinking it, but our fearless leader got up and said something.
A fearless leader.
And it's nothing but just short haircuts walking out the way.
Like, do you think, like, she leaves the wedding at that point and then, like, you know she's going to go talk to somebody else about it. Who's going to take the wrath of that? A husband somewhere?
No, you know what they do is they go on Facebook and they write about it, or they go to Yelp. They go to Yelp and they write a bad review, or they, you know, do something along those lines.
Dude, it's brutal. That's brutal.
That was brutal.
Just don't be a Karen. That's out of the park. They're home runs and being a Karen. She just hit one, dude.
She is the home run record holder right now.
All what right. up? Mark McGuire Karen over here.
Smoking it.